Good evening, guys. It's your girl, Kiana. Welcome to the second episode of Kiana Speaks, where I am talking to you about firsthand personal experiences of someone who suffers with mental illness, particularly bipolar disorder. On my last episode, I basically gave you guys a glimpse of what it's like to live in my shoes and how my daily interactions and daily life is like suffering with bipolar disorder. So on this episode, I want to still talk to you guys and more of what life is like for me. In particular, talking about dating and what it's like to date while you are suffering with bipolar disorder. Because like I told you before, me and my husband are separated. So I've been trying to get back out there and just see what life is like. As somebody who has never really dated, because my husband and I were together for 16 years, this is the very first time that I've actually dated. He and I met when I was in college as an undergrad. So he was like the only boyfriend I ever really had. So all of this is brand new to me. So on top of it being brand new, and this is a whole new dating game, I'm also bipolar. And again, it's a double whammy because dating today is interesting enough as it is. But then when you have bipolar mixed in with that, it's a whole nother can of worms. And I say that because I never know what my mood is going to be like. I never know what my energy is going to be like. If I'm going to have the energy to even date or even communicate with these people, because that's what happens. And one of the things that I struggle with in the beginning is, do I tell these people up front that I have bipolar disorder, or do I not say anything? And I actually have a funny story about this one guy that I went out with. I can't even remember his name right now, but we only went out once. But we went out, and he was actually estranged from his wife and in the process of getting a divorce. And as we were in the car on the way to the restaurant, he started talking to me about how he felt like his wife was crazy and how she used to do crazy things when they were married, and how she would come home one minute and be screaming and yelling and shouting at him and wanting to fuss and fight with him, and the next minute she would be fine. And to me, it sounded like classic case of someone with bipolar disorder, untreated bipolar disorder. So as he's explaining this to me, I just felt the need to tell him I'm also, by the way, someone who has bipolar disorder. Because I figured now was the best time as any. And this is the first time I had went out with somebody since being diagnosed. So I didn't know if it was too soon or what. I just went on out there and just put it out there. And he was like, really? You know, he was in shock. First of all, he didn't believe it. And I'm like, I'm dead serious. I'm not like your wife, because some people, hypomania looks different. I'm not the violent type, but there are some people who can be completely violent, extremely irritable. They can be very nasty like that. I'm not that type. I'm more of the energetic, spontaneous, impulsive type, hypomania. So I was just, you know, listening to him tell me these stories, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's what your wife has, and that's what I have too. Though I'm not the type that's gonna come home and fuss and fight, because I'm a lover, not a fighter. When I got a good energy, you know. But he was in shock. And I mean, we still continued on with the date, but like I said, I don't talk to him no more. I don't know if that was the reason why, and that's okay if it was. Like I say, you know, to each their own. Dealing with somebody with mental illness is not easy, and I know that I'm not for everybody and everybody is not for me. But that was my first encounter dating somebody since having my diagnosis. Now, I've dated, or I shouldn't say dated, but I've communicated with some other guys since then. And I found that we would hit it off and things would be going good. And, you know, I would like them. I wouldn't be like head over heels crazy about them or anything. But I would like them to the point where I would want to communicate with them again until my mood changed and I hit a depressed state. And I stopped talking to them. I just completely stopped communicating with them because I didn't have the energy. I did not have the mood, the energy. I just couldn't do it. Like I told you guys in the last episode, when I hit my depressed states, I tend to withdraw and isolate. And that's exactly what I did. I completely shut down, withdrew from them. They had no idea what the hell was going on with me because they never heard from me again. One guy actually was still reaching out to me, but I still didn't have the energy. He would text me and try to FaceTime me, but I just would ignore it because all I wanted to do was just lay there and sleep. And I just didn't, could care less about anybody else's feelings or any of that stuff during that particular time, because I was in a bad place. And how do you explain that to somebody? You know, that's one of the things that I've always struggled with in thinking about dating is how do I explain that to a man that I get like that, where there'll be times that I'm going to be fine and you're going to be really into me. I'm going to be really into you. And then there's going to be moments where you're never going to hear from me again, or you may not hear from me for weeks, maybe months at a time. How do you explain that to a person? Because the average person, the first thing they're going to think is, oh, I'm being ghosted. No explanation, no rhyme or reason as to why she's not coming, reaching back out to me. And I thought we had a good time and now I can't hear from her. What the hell is going on? And that's normal. I mean, any normal person would think that, right? But in my mind and in my not normal state, I can't see things like that. It just doesn't make sense to me. So that's why I feel like if I was to get serious with somebody or start to dating somebody, I just would have to let them know up front that, hey, I'm bipolar and this is what I'm like. Take it or leave it. Everybody may not agree with that particular stance on things. And how I just come right out and tell people in the beginning because they might feel like that's too personal. But you guys can clearly tell that I'm not one to hide my personal business, which is why I do these podcasts and I'm sharing all this information with you. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not embarrassed. I feel like you need to know what you're getting yourself into, because if it gets serious and I have a bad mood or a bad state, then what? Then you find out, oh, she's not talking to me anymore, or oh, she has something going on that's deeply related or deeply rooted inside of her that I don't know if I can be bothered with. Then it's going to be like, now what? You just wasted my time. I just wasted your time. Nobody got time for that. So that's why I feel like they need to know up front. Unfortunately, there was one guy, like I said, that I talked to. He didn't know what the hell happened. He, like I said, was FaceTiming me and texting me and reaching out. And it took me about a month and a half to finally respond back to him. And he's just like, what happened? Like, you was fine. I mean, I don't know what just happened. And poor thing, I couldn't even explain it to him. But I know that as I was getting closer to the time that my husband and I were about to be officially separated, the more depressed I became. Because I moved out in September, so it's been about almost 4 months. And it was extremely difficult and hard for me because we have been together, like I said, for 16 years. This is the first time that I'm actually living alone ever in my adult life, or period. Now that I think about it, my first time ever living alone. It was hard. It was hard on me. I didn't know that my mood and my reaction and my response was going to be like that. I didn't know that I was going to withdraw and shut down and fall into a deep depressed state where I end up having to be hospitalized again, which is what actually occurred at the end of September, because I had been living here by myself for a month in my apartment and my mood and my depression became worse and worse. But again, how do you explain that to somebody when you're dating them? Like, that's a lot to deal with. That is a whole lot. And to the average person, nobody wants to put up with that. Dating is already hard enough as it is. You're supposed to have fun getting to know people. But then I have all this other stuff going on. Now what? It can be overwhelming and it can be very extreme. So I can understand if a person just does not want to be putting up with it or want to be bothered with it, because it can be too much. I have had some guys that I did explain to them what my situation is, and they seem to be okay with it. Doesn't mean that I still talk to them. No, I still talk to them from time to time, but I don't really date them anymore. I've come to the conclusion that right now is not a good time for me to date, because I have too much going on with my mental, emotional health that I need to focus on first and foremost. So all that dating stuff, I'm just going to have to put that to the wayside right now. Because I'm still too unstable to even be involved with anybody. I still have so much that I'm still learning about myself with this illness that I need to make sure that's my priority. So I've decided that in 2020, I'm not going to date. And it's December 31st, 2019, as I'm saying this. So starting tomorrow, I'm not going to be worrying about dating or doing any of that stuff. I actually have a guy who right now reaches out to me and from time to time that wants to hang out and do things. And honestly, I just know I'm not interested, because I really do want to focus on me and finding my own happiness. And I know that I can't find happiness from anyone else, and they're not going to make me happy. So my goal is to find my own happiness, get my illness stabilized, and figure out who I am. So I need to just go ahead and tell him that, because he keeps reaching out to me saying, are we hanging out? And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It depends. And I know that's not cool to keep sending him off either. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and tell him the complete and honest truth that this is just not a good time for me. Because I don't have the energy either for him sometimes. And he's a nice guy, but I'm just not really feeling it. And I know it's because of everything that I'm going through. Plus, I just separated from my husband. It's too soon. And I know it's too soon. But I was just doing it because I was in a bad state and I wanted to hurry up and get out there so I can hang out with people and have new friends. But as I'm sitting here now thinking about this, I realize that no, it's not a good time. I don't need no new friends. I'm just going to focus on Kiana. And Kiana is going to get Kiana together right now. And if these guys are who they say they are, then they'll understand that. And maybe if once I'm ready, maybe they'll still be available. Maybe not. I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm not going to worry about it. But I just know that this is just not a good time for me. I'm still too up and down with my own moods. And I can't, it's not fair to involve anybody else in my shit right now. Hell, my old husband couldn't even put up with me. No, I'm joking. But no, I'm dead serious though about it. I just have too much going on, too much unstabilized moods and feelings and things like that happening right now. I can barely get out of bed some days. So yet alone trying to date somebody, that's just not a good, it's not a good look. And I don't know. It's hard to even talk about that sometimes with these people. Like I said, is do you tell them in the beginning? Do you tell them later? You know, and even when I do tell them, do they even understand it? Because a lot of people, when you tell them, oh, I'm bipolar, they don't know what that means. So it's my job, my responsibility to fully educate them about what that is. And I do my best in explaining to them how I can be extremely high and impulsive and living life on the edge, taking a walk on the wild side, you know, just energetic and spontaneous. And then you're going to see the ugly, or I should say they're going to feel the ugly, because they won't see me again or hear from me because I don't have it in me. You know, I find that the holiday season is extremely difficult for me. It always has been. It always has triggered depressed moods. And this holiday season was no exception. Like I explained in the last episode, I lost my parents around the holiday season. So between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, it's always been extremely difficult. And actually, today is my wedding anniversary, and it hasn't been easy dealing with that either. But I mean, you know, I managed to actually pull myself together and get out of bed and actually shower and get dressed. I plan on going to church tonight, which I think is good. So at least I won't have to be alone and bring in a new year by myself. Plus, I just feel like New Year's Eve is overrated anyway. I've never been one to go out and hang out in clubs, because they taxing you and inflating the prices for what? Just so you can get a glass of champagne and scream Happy New Year. I'm not interested. Though there have been times when my husband and I have gone out and celebrated on New Year's Eve, but I was never big on it. But I find that the holidays do depress me. And there's one guy who I was telling you about, he wanted to hang out a lot around the holidays, and I just wasn't interested. Like, he just tried to reach out a little while ago. I didn't even answer. And it wasn't because I'm mad or he didn't do anything to me. It's just that I just know I'm not ready. And I'll get back to him later, and I will definitely explain where I'm coming from. But it's not a good time. And I'm glad that I realized that, and I'm at this state to know and have sense enough to know that I'm not ready for any of that. I need to focus on my health, and I need to focus on me first. And it's not easy because I'm a codependent person, and I've always looked for other people to make me happy and to make me feel good. And it's been a struggle. That's another conversation that I can have on a different day. But I just wanted to talk about this because this is just one more aspect to the bipolar thing that people don't even probably ever think about. I never even thought about it is, oh my God, now I have to date. Now what? This is going to be interesting. Because there's going to be people that are going to be looking at me like, she's crazy. This health is crazy. I don't want to be bothered with her. I actually had somebody say the pretty ones are always crazy. But, you know, people say all kind of things. And I'm not taking it personal because I always make jokes about myself. And I know I call myself crazy. I'm not calling anybody else crazy, but I like to refer to myself as crazy. And I know I'm not. I just have a special, unique aspect to myself. That's what I'll call it. It's just a special, unique aspect of myself that makes me even more unique to this world. But it just goes to show that there's so many different things that normal people go through already as it is. Dating, like I said, is already a struggle, can already be hard. But then couple that with bipolar disorder, and it's a whole nother can of worms. It's like, oh God, now I got to deal with this. Something that I never even thought about, that most people don't even think about. And I'm not saying that it's a struggle for everybody, but for this young lady, for Kiana, dating and being bipolar, oh, it's a struggle for me. Not everybody who have bipolar disorder have that issue. You have people that function normally in this world, and I don't know how they got to that point, but I hope that eventually I will be one of those people. But today I'm not. And I'm not afraid to admit that I'm still having issues and still suffering with my daily mood swings. So I just need to go ahead and get that under control first before I even focus on doing anything else. That's what is the most important thing, because if I'm not stable and I'm not good, then I shouldn't bring my instability to another person and bringing it to their situation. That's not going to be a healthy situation. And nobody wants to start off on a healthy foot. And who knows, me and my husband may reconcile one day. I still want to make sure that I'm healthy enough for him and that we're in a good place. You know, anybody. I don't want to bring my instability to them and my erratic mood swings and my behaviors. So that's why it's so important that I continue to take my meds and I go to my therapy and I don't miss my psychiatrist appointments. I'm very serious about taking control over this and functioning and living a normal life, because that's what's most important to me right now. You know, I have a son that I have to be there for. And that's another thing that I'm concerned about sometimes when I think about my illness. Is it going to be passed off to him? That's another topic for another conversation for a different day. But I just want to bring it back to the topic of dating and being bipolar. Like I said, dating is not easy at all. And you want to have fun when you're doing it. And there's, you know, people that are like serial daters. Like, they go out with tons of people. I'm not going to call them players, but they play the field a lot. And that could be me, but I'm not mentally capable of doing any of that. It's just not going to work out for you, girl, because she's too unstable. One minute I'll talk to somebody and next minute I can't even talk to him. I don't want to see him. I can't even communicate. I can't even pick up the phone or respond to a text message, because that's just the state of mind that I'm in. Like I said, when I isolate and I withdraw when I'm in my depressed state. So that's what exactly what I'm doing. And the person is reaching out to me like, what the hell is going on? I've been trying to get in touch with you. Some people have actually just completely stopped reaching out, and I don't blame them. It only makes sense, because if you're not hearing from somebody for so long, how often are you gonna keep reaching out to them? I mean, you know, and I don't blame them. I'm not mad at them at all for that. You know, you have some people that are persistent, but then you have those that are like, whatever, I'm just moving on. I can take a hint. And I appreciate those people, because it just makes my life that much easier to not have to explain to them that, hey, I'm having a bad moment right now. This is just not a good time for me. It's hard for me to explain that when I'm already in that state. It's hard to explain that to family and friends, yet alone a so-called new friend that's trying to get to know me. It's just difficult, and it's hard. So that's why it's hard dating at all, period. But when you have this, it's just so much more that's coupled on top of it. So like I said, I think for me, I'm just gonna leave that alone, because it hasn't been working out that well for me anyway. So I won't be missing nothing. My priority is me, and that's good, and I'm happy about that. You know, there are people that probably are thinking, no, don't give up. You're giving up too soon. Don't throw the towel in just yet. Or some people may be thinking, you can go ahead and just still be crazy and moody and they'll be okay. Them men understand. Them guys ain't gonna give up. Some of them do, some of them don't. But I just realized I'm not gonna continue to keep playing this game and putting them through this, because it's not fair to them and it's definitely not fair to me. That's just pretty much how I feel about it, especially when I'm going through these very difficult times. And it can be easy to just want to throw my problems on somebody else, but that's not who I am either. I don't want to be that type of person, and I'm not gonna do it. So I prefer to just keep to myself and struggle on my own, and just keep those close friends and family members to me that know my struggle, no outside people, because some people can take advantage of it, and I don't need that. That's a whole nother bad scenario in itself. So it's best that I focus on being stable and healthy and finding that happiness and getting to my happy, doing it on my own and doing it for myself, so that when I am ready to date or ready to reconnect with my husband, I have my own happiness and I have my own health and emotional and mental well-being under control. That's what I'm looking forward to as I move into the new year. That's gonna be my goal. I just know that dating is not something, it's not going anywhere, number one. It's still gonna be there. But right now, Kiana is too unstable to deal with that, and going up and down and all around with my moves and my emotions is just not a good look for me. And it's not fair to the next man to have to deal with that and experience that. And I'm just want to be fair all around, because if the shoe was on the other foot and I had to deal with it, it would be overwhelming for me. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I could put up with it. And I know that's probably like, damn, that's not fair. You bipolar. How can you say that? I'm just being real. I don't know if I could deal with somebody who's bipolar like me. In the beginning, in the dating phases. Now, I'm not saying that I couldn't deal with a family member, like I couldn't deal with my husband if he was bipolar. These are people that I've known and have a close relationship with. But I'm saying somebody that I'm dating, it's already too much games being played and ghosting. Nobody wants to be bothered with somebody who is going through something and they just don't feel like talking, because communication is key. But when I'm in my ugly states and in a bad place, I can't communicate. And it's nothing against the next person, it's just me. Communication is the last thing that I got inside of me to communicate and say anything about, oh, I'm having a bad day or whatever the case may be. I can't say that because I just don't have it in me. I just want to lay there and I just want to sleep. It's so overwhelming to have to, at least for me, it becomes so overwhelming and hard to have to pick up a phone or communicate. to say anything, especially to somebody that's new and who doesn't know you that well, because that can lead to other questions, and I don't feel like answering questions. I really just don't want to be bothered, and that's all and I can't even get that out and say that. So I just don't say nothing at all. That's been my best approach, and I know it may not be fair and it may not be right, but when I'm in my depressed states, hey, that's just the way I am. Now, if I'm hypomania and I'm all over the place and I'm excited and that's the fun stuff, that stuff is okay, because to them, they probably think, oh my God, this girl is crazy and wild, but in a good way. So they're loving those phases. They like that side. Hell, I like it because I feel like I'm having fun. It may not always be safe and healthy fun, but I like it because at least I'm not down and in pain. And to be honest, it's hard sometimes to even know if I'm in a hypomania phase because it just feels so good. And that can be a hindrance too in dating, because that can also get me in trouble. I mean, I talked about that in the last episode, how I had affairs on my husband because of my hypomania phases and having hypersexuality as being a symptom of my hypomania. That can be a problem too, especially in dating, because then that can lead me to being promiscuous and sleeping around, and I don't need them kind of problems. God knows I don't. So being bipolar and dating, you just have to be very careful, especially you just have to be careful, period. But when you're bipolar, you have to be even more careful, which is why it's so important to be receiving treatment and taking your medication and staying on top of it, and following up and doing what you're supposed to do to make sure that your disease is being handled. Because it's like a trial and error. Everything is like a learning lesson. I would have never thought that in a million years I would be in these shoes that I'm in today. I would have never thought that I would have been diagnosed as bipolar. Now I'm dating as a bipolar person or living as a bipolar person. And every day is a struggle. Like, I'm just learning how to live life on life's terms. And that in itself is hard. Because some days I don't want to live, and that's another can of worms that I have to approach. How do I tell a guy that I don't feel like living today, or I want to die? Like, you can't tell somebody that you're dating that. They're going to really think you're crazy. That's what I mean about it can be so overwhelming when you're trying to date and you're bipolar. I don't know how to tell him that I just feel like dying. Leave me the hell alone. Stop talking to me. That's not nice. You know, so what do you say? What do you do? My approach is to not say anything at all and let them get the hint. And that's okay. If they get the hint and they never speak to me again, I am just fine with that. But if they continue to reach out and they still reach out, then kudos to them for not giving up on me. And that says a lot about a person. If you got patience enough to not give up on somebody who completely stopped talking to you or just completely shut down and just left you hanging without a word, that says a lot about a person, and those are good people. I don't know if I can be one of those people, and everybody is not equipped like that, and that is okay. It does not make them a bad person. It doesn't make them a shady person. It is what it is. People can only deal with what they can deal with, what they can handle. And for me, dating right now is not something that I can handle, and that is okay. I am happy to realize that now. Thankfully, I never got into any trouble while dating these few months, because I've been taking my meds and my hypomania seems to be under control. It's the depression that I'm still struggling the most with. And right now I'm still learning what my triggers are for both. I know what some of my triggers are for my depression, but I don't know what triggers me into hypomania other than excessive exercise and gets me into all this excess energy where I can't bring myself down. But other than that, I don't know what does it. So this is a trial and error phase for me, and learning about all of these different things, and dating combined with that is probably not the best idea. So it's good for your girl to just go ahead and sit this one out, take some time out for herself and learn who she is, so that when she does decide to give things a chance, give love a chance again, she'll know what to expect, what to explain, what's going to happen, and how to communicate that to the next person. Because today I'm just not at that phase. I'm not at that point yet. And I'm learning. Every day is a learning tool. It's a learning lesson. as I continue to live. So I hope you guys found this episode to be very informational. I appreciate you guys for supporting me. Stay tuned for my next episode. Thank you guys. Good night.